that. I got a call to show 6ix9ine around. And at first I was like, okay, I'll do it. And then I had to think to myself, I can't do that. I seen that picture today. I don't know if that's him bent over, but it looks like you bent over, bro. Somebody's got you straddled, bent over, and like as much as like, okay, it's like I'm from the east side of Long Beach, you feel me? And Jabba Logan's from the north side. Like, I don't have beef with anybody, but our sides kind of conflict, you get me?
Yeah.
But when it comes to a point in a state of mind, like, okay, 6ix9ine, I don't know why the bro Jabba Loke is on you, but he has animosity towards you, so I'm not going to rock on your good side. I'm from Long Beach at the end of the day, bro. Like, it don't matter. Jabba's from Long Beach, I'm from Long Beach. No matter what the east side have conflicted with his side, you feel me, or nothing. Jabba Loke, he's from Long Beach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I will have his back before I will have an out-of-towner's back.
I feel you.
Period. So it's like, I can't even sit there and be like, okay, 6ix9ine, I'm going to show you around. Because yeah. I guarantee the first place I was going to take him was Long Beach.
Yeah.
If I was to show him around. So it's like, you know what I'm talking about? I can't do it.
What if he got 5 racks for
That's you? Okay. I can't do it. That 5 racks going to get spent, and I'm going to still be from Long Beach, California.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't get, like I said, you can't put no money price on how my mind is or the way I am.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like I said, I'd rather live life just like this, eating variety packs of noodles and smoking my weed and being with my son than to sell out for anything. Like,
yeah.
That's out.
Okay, so 6ix9ine got a little something going with your man.
Well, I just been seeing Jabba attack him. And then I see 6ix9ine, he like respond laugh out loud on his post and shit. You feel what I'm talking about? But
so he not taking
Jabba whole thing is he don't like this new age rap shit. Niggas with this gay shit. They promoting gayness and shit like it's supposed to be cool. Jabba's on some shit, take it back to the old school days, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Warren G type shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Where niggas was understanding what it was you was rapping about.
Yeah.
Especially if you're sitting here claiming gangs and shit are this and that and the other. You got shit looking weird, awkward now. You're putting a whole different look on the gang culture.
Yeah.
You're out here with colorful hair and call yourself 6ix9ine and all this weirdo shit.
Man, Minnesota niggas wasn't having it, though. They wasn't.
All this weirdo shit, you feel me? But you want to rap gangs and shit, that makes stuff look bad. Like, come on, my nigga, what?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. What are you doing?
Okay, so who is all these niggas supporting that shit in New York behind this nigga?
Some niggas who sold themselves short for money. I'm just be 100. I don't see any niggas in LA who will sit there and do that.
You
can't go to Nipsey and be like, hey, support this nigga in this song. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nigga, the 6 hoes go, what the fuck? All right, cuz, this nigga tripping, cuz. Neighborhood. Like,
yeah.
They gonna let it be known fast, you feel me?
Yeah.
And like, he didn't come to L.A. and do no Notorious Blood Gang in L.A.
He was out here fucking with that other little nigga for a minute.
Oh.
The Trippy Red dude.
Oh, and Trippy Red is who? All right. Not like that, like.
I understand he wasn't affiliated.
Trippy Red got into one of my bros from Long Beach, so that would make me not affiliated with Trippy Red. You got into a nigga from Long Beach.
Yeah.
So I can't fuck with him like that.
I feel you, bro.
Like, I mean, Trippie Redd also fucks with one of my long-term friends, Chris King. But it's like, once you say something about Long Beach, and it's a disrespectful thing, I can't fuck with you. I don't give a fuck who you are. You could be James Brown's son. You could be Michael Jackson back from the dead. You say something about Long Beach, it's like, first of all, Long Beach niggas stay to ourselves. You feel me?
Yeah.
And when we fuck with people, it's all out of love. So it's really not nothing to say really bad about Long Beach at all. You dig what I'm saying?
That's right.
Even different hoods from Bloods, Crips, SAs, Asian, Cambodians, they fuck with Long Beach. Like, it's like, so if you have some weirdo shit to say about Long Beach or any of that matter, I don't give a fuck who they are from Long Beach. If they're from Long Beach, they're taking in to me as if like you my brother, sister, whatever. We all Long Beach.
I feel you.
You feel me?
Now, Tekashi never said nothing back to your man. He never responded.
Who?
To Jock.
Tekashi? Who's Tekashi?
The 6ix9ine.
That's his name?
Yeah.
That's good name? Tekashi? Oh shoot, he sound like a TV.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh yeah, that shit's out. What the fuck does Tekashi mean? What shit?
The 6ix9ine. Let's call it the 6ix9ine.
He be responding back like laugh out loud, this and that, but.
But he ain't never went on record.
I don't know. I'm going to go check and see. I'll go check and see. But I know.
It's bad.
Yeah, I just know that Job is not too. It's not just Job, though. It's a lot of other artists who's really not too pleased with like how he presenting himself. How he presenting a lot of shit. You feel me?
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be problems everywhere. It's real niggas.
Hey. All-Star Weekend is about to go up. So if you're from out of town, just make sure you try to tap in with Poogie. You know? Try to tap in with Poogie. You know, I do what I got
to
do.
You're going to try to help.
Yeah. I got pulled here and there everywhere almost. You know what I'm talking about? So especially in these streets in L.A., you know, a lot of people respect the grind and the hustle. So if you're out here to grind and hustle, you know, just come out here and grind and hustle. But if you've been putting shit out on your music, as if you this, that, and the other, I mean, now, you know, come face the music. You know, come face the music. Come face the music that you put out.